Coach's Insight programs continue here on KARE 93.7 as we talk now ACCHS basketball, joined now by girls head coach, that is Austin Eckert. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, your team playing some really good basketball right now, five straight wins after a victory on a Tuesday night at home against Horton, 70-29. What kind of gets your thoughts on where the team is at collectively, but just in terms of the game Tuesday against Horton, what did you like most about that big win?
Tuesday, I thought we played really great team basketball on both ends. I thought we played really good team defense, and that allowed us to get out in transition and play a little faster. And then when you play great team defense, that spills right into your offense, and we were sharing the ball at a super high level. I think we ended up with 22 assists in the night, which is our highest on the year. And we had very low turnovers. I think we only ended up with 12 turnovers. So overall, I was just very, very pleased. I thought everybody contributed at a very high level, and I really like where we're heading.
Yeah, certainly want to keep those numbers about the same each game. When you talk about the amount of assists and limiting the number of turnovers, certainly going to put you in a good spot. You just got a couple games left here in the regular season. You'll get Oskaloosa and Jackson Heights to close things out. But as we sit right now, five straight wins, and I believe eight of the last nine you guys have won as well, but do you feel like collectively this is the best basketball you're playing right now?
I think we're trending in the right direction. There's still some things we need to clean up. We can still play better defense. We can still share the ball at a higher level on offense. But I think we're trending to that point where we're starting to play some of our better basketball. I hope our best basketball times up really well with our substate coming up quickly. I think we're trending to that dream of playing your best basketball at the best time.
And the substate, as you take a look at it right now, firmly got a grasp on that number two seed in the Valley Falls substate. Of course, Jackson Heights, who's a top five team in Class 2A, they still sit atop with just one loss to this point. But you guys are firmly in that number two spot, and give yourself a great opportunity here in a couple of weeks once we get to substate. And what's kind of the mindset? What are you stressing with you and your coaches to the girls right now in regards to just where do they need to be collectively and with their mindset and so forth moving along here with these last two games and into substate?
We've been talking about this ever since last time we faced Jackson Heights. Is we just have to get better every single day. That has to be our focus. If our focus is on the end point of our season, then we're not worried about the process to get to that point. And so I think the girls have really taken that in stride, and we've had some really good practices, and we've seen things that we're working on in practice go over to our games. So it's really just about attacking every single day with our best attitude we can have, with an attitude to get better. Because like I said, we still have a lot of things to clean up. We have a really tough substate, and all we want is to give ourselves the best possible chance to make a run.
Yeah, and you'll get an opportunity with Jackson Heights, your final game of the regular season, and obviously there's still an opportunity there to earn a piece of the league title because you guys sit there at 13-1. They're still undefeated at 13-0, so that's going to be a monster game next week to wrap up the regular season. But you'll get Oskaloosa first. You know, a team still fighting and clawing. They're trying to get their first win of the year. What's kind of the expectation, and what do you want to see from your team going into the matchup Friday?
I want to see a lot of what we've shown in the last week, just play great team defense and then offensively play inside out, work the ball around. We want to have as close to double assists to turnovers as we can. I think we're doing a good job with that. Oskaloosa, they're improving. They're playing people to some closer games the second time around, so they're going to come and give us a fight for sure, and I just want to see our girls focus and take it as a day to get better.
ACCHS solid, coming off a win against Horton on Tuesday, 70-29. They'll get Oskaloosa tomorrow night and then wrap up the regular season in what will be a monster game next week against Jackson Heights, and then obviously the substate round to follow that. So a lot of good basketball yet to be played by ACCHS. And that is girls head coach Austin Eckert joining us again, presented by L&L Construction. Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck against Oski on a Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you, Brandon.